Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Recently, a group of 26 senators from the U.S. Congress held an all-night vigil and speech-making about climate change and the imperative for some kind of legislative response by the American government. It was mostly a symbolic event in that the group, all members of the Democratic Party, led by Rhode Island Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, did not have a majority to pass any such legislation, and that the House of Representatives, dominated by the most conservative Republicans, would never touch the issue at all. Thus does one of the most pressing issues for the future of our national security, our public health, our financial viability over time, and our standing as a world leader get left unaddressed, premeditatedly ignored by those elected to be most responsible for those very things for all of us. This failure to govern is the most egregious and depressing aspect of American life today. It is driven by short-term thinking, blatant self-interest, indifference to science, and ideological principles that are at best contradictory, exclusionary, and regressive. Communication, compromise, and consensus, three pillars of practical and successful governance, have been abandoned and relegated to the memory of a time when civil discourse and legislative innovation recognized and addressed the most pressing problems of the day. Not so now. Our legislators filibuster, read fairy tales to empty halls, and stand through all-night vigils as symbolic gestures against agendas bereft of intelligence or action. Much has been made for and against the overwhelming evidence that have made debilitating changes in the air we breathe, the food we eat, and the rapidly depleting supply of natural resources on which our consumption-driven lifestyle depends, at least until there is nothing left. We are exhausting the land, the atmosphere, the ocean, and ourselves. We deny the obvious. We deny any suggestion of change. And we deny, by the inevitable outcome of our paralysis, any counter to the equally inevitable decline of our failure to act, even for our children. Denial is just the front for something far worse. Denial asserts that there is no problem, and therefore there is no need for solution. There is no need for research. There is no need for education. There is no need to even discuss an issue that denied does not exist. Thus, any correlation between fossil fuels and energy consumption, air and water quality, acidification in the marine food chain, short-term return and long-term sustainability are not even discussed. The word climate is to be expunged from every official document, regulation, or future statute because it means nothing. Words legislated to silence. What lies beyond denial is what concerns me most. If we choose to deny looking beyond, toward the reality, the consequence, even the hypothetical probabilities of our failure to act, we are abrogating the very idea of responsible governance, one of the defining characteristics of a failed state. Millions of people the world over know this. They are engaged every day as individuals, organizations, educators, and activists in our towns, our capitals, and our international collaborations in an effort to counter the force of denial, to define alternatives, and to promote solutions. From our ocean perspective, we see volunteers cleaning beaches of post-consumption litter, environmental groups advocating for marine protected areas, fisheries policies, waste management schemes, water quality controls, air quality standards, alternative energy systems, and so much more. I am in awe, not just of their efforts, but more of their energy, determination, and resilience in the face of undeniable indifference by decision makers to the global crisis these constituents know experientially to be true. They see it, feel it, and are committed to the creation of a new reality beyond anyway. They deserve our celebration and participation. They have moved past the politicians without conscience, the self-aggrandizers and politically compromised, by working side by side, place by place, toward a future, in my view, enabled and endowed by a vital ocean, where there will be clean water for all, food for all, energy for all, security for all, and community for all in a world sustainable for all yet to come. By their actions, they usurp the power. They govern. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Visit us online at worldoceanobservatory.org. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.